You know what today is? For those who didn't realize, today is National Love Your Pet Day. What's that mean? That means it's time to spoil your littlest four paw family member, your shadow to most best friend, confidant, the one that is always there for you. I'll have to say, my heart over the years and decades and passion for animals, all animals, has only gotten as large as my heart will allow. Every time I have been faced with different situations in life or gone through medical struggles, animals, my fur babies, I call them, my fur kids, have never ever ceased to amaze me. The loyalty, dedication, the love, being right there by your side. Don't even have to say a word, you know. It's sad in today's society that animals have now become incredibly human-like, and humans have sadly become more animalistic, not in a positive way by any means. So today is National Love Your Pet Day. You still got time, or if you didn't know, celebrate tomorrow. Take your fur baby, your family member, because pets, when you bring them in, you adopt. Please don't shop. Adopt first. For every animal that you purchase and shop, is an animal that's still sitting for everyone you shop. That's at least five you could take that money and adopt in various shelters, especially kill shelters. I got to see firsthand on one of our fur kids when they lost their life, and we had been there. I literally, for every one of them, have held them in my lap, put their hand, their little paw in my hand, and stayed with them when they were passing and needed assistance to pass humanely by a licensed veterinarian to go to sleep peacefully. I've got to go to pet crematories because I wanted the fur babies, our fur babies' remains, to be placed all within, but separately in a very large, beautiful blue marble urn. And when my time would pass, you know, I'll make sure that I pass and I'm with them. So we're all buried together as one. But I was, you know, we were at one of these crematories and I talked to the owner. And you have to be open-minded, you know, and understand also the different aspects of when an animal passes. And it's sad, but it's factual. Literally factual based. You can look this up online. 90% of your family members, your fur babies, your pets, humans have a responsibility. You, these animals look up to you, your pets look up to you. They look at you as their human parents or parent. You have a responsibility from the time you bring them home to the time they pass to be present with them. It's not a question or a decision. It is your duty and responsibility as a decent human being, most importantly, with a heart, to be present all the way to the end. If you come to that point in decision where you want them to pass humanely, it's sad, but it's factual. Ask any veterinarian, any specialty veterinarian, especially specialty oncology veterinarians that we had used over many years when we have We had fur babies that ended up with cancer, and we did everything we could to extend their life. I wouldn't have changed a thing. Is all of the human parents who, your animals, your family members, your best friends, your confidants, you know, your shadows, they're placed in situations at the end on a table, and human parents don't make the decision for whatever selfish reason. You know, it's going to be hard being there for the last part of their journey. But you got to understand, when you're not present, your pet, your fur baby, your family member is looking for you. The last thing they remember is being in a strange situation, being injected, laid on a table, you know, their fur shaved, and looking around to have you there with them, to be there with them, to be strong with them. And if you have to cry, cry. Never once did I not shed a tear or literally cried holding one of our fur babies as they peacefully passed. What makes me sickened is, as a society, we're going to adopt and unnecessarily shop. And let's face it, some of these backyard breeders, I call them, need to be shut down. You know, Trump has made many drastic changes, especially when it comes to the abuse and neglect of all animals. And there's so many bills and things that have passed to help our animals in the United States. But it's your duty and responsibility to be there with them in the end. And can you imagine how your family member feels, your pet, your best friend, your confidant, when it comes time to the final breath and you're not there? They're in veterinarian, animal care, oncology specialty care rooms, back areas, and their last vision before they take their last breath, before they pass peacefully, because I'm 100% animals do go to heaven. Fact. I have enough video and photo images that I've shared over the years that there's 1 million percent no doubt. I know in my mind, and Eric's definitely, and a few of our friends have definitely looked into the afterlife, and if animals do pass, and if their spirit still stays and waits, 1 million percent they do. You have to make sure you're a responsible adult, decent human being with a huge heart. You must be present when that decision comes and it's out of your hands, and you need to help your family member, your pet, pass away peacefully. You need to be there in that room, in that back area. A lot of places, and we've utilized veterinarian care where they actually come to your home. You've got to be present. Hold them. You know, you're never going to get that chance again. I don't know how people can leave their pet, their family member, either short-term or long-term they've been with you, and leave them by themselves to take a last breath with people that's they consider you their pack, their family. You have a responsibility to be there. I'm gonna go back to that crematory. I had an owner walk me around, and this is before animal sanctuary idea came to place. It was still fresh, and showed me the different parts of what happens, you know, and a lot of these kill shelters and animals that they pick up by the hundreds. This is the truth, because it needs to be shared. Literally, because I know, I needed to know. It was a part that I needed to understand, to fully embrace, opening up a place, taking in injured, retired animals in need. You got to understand every aspect and avenue. And walking in a room and seeing almost 100 dogs and cats that are deceased waiting for crematory part of the end of the journey for their body, consider all of us a cocoon that we live in. Spirit had already passed. And listening to this crematory owner for animals share their heart of why they didn't understand that people can't just be present during that mere minute moments when your loved one, your fur baby, your family member takes their final breath. Literally saw, it changed me. That pushed me to making a vision and a dream become reality. I have always had more than half my heart for animals. I don't know if you, in time, learn your passion. For me, I believe sometimes the good Lord places you when you're born and gives you a duty, and you kind of figure it out, what's your avenue, what your life means, and where you're directed to go. If you feel strongly and you have a gut, you have intuition, then that's your destiny. You'll never work a day in your life if you're truly passionate about what you're doing for career, organizations, even for volunteering, I will have to say a good majority of animal crematories, specifically the one that I was fortunate enough to talk with, owners and that, of when the animals remains, the cremains, they go once a week, they store the cremains, and there's actual an animal sanctuary burial cemetery, we'll just say animal cemetery, and they take all those remains, and there's a designated area that has been built and provided by passionate people, human beings, that have donated to make it possible. So all those animals that, for whatever reason, and not just at that point of life where they had gotten sick and they were at their last breath and they had to be helped to pass peacefully, but animals that have been abused, animals that have suffered injury every single way possible, and even like as humans, how life can end in various ways. There's no set way how life ends. We don't know. You try to predict, but you never know. Anything's possible. I always say you could be healthy today, and then the next hour something happens, and completely flabbergasted, how it happens. Life is not predictable. No one on the face of the earth, human being, can predict life. One person can do it, and that's God. And you're not going to know. He makes the decisions for whatever reason. Some lives are cut shorter. Our fur babies, same way. But they take the cremains and they take it up to the cemetery for animals, and they take it in the deserted area. And they literally told me what they do. They literally bury the cremains, have a small service. They bless the ground. Can you imagine the hundreds and hundreds of animals and cremains that are in that cemetery? I know personally where the cemetery is. Eric knows, really, keep it peaceful, to allow peace in that animal sanctuary. It's also part, not only just a sanctuary for those animals that have passed, but a cemetery for human parents that make the decision to bury their fur babies, their fur kids, their pets, their family members, and visit. So it's interesting. A lot of people don't know what happens when you make the decision to leave your pet and you don't know what to do, You don't Not sure she'd take the pet home. Should you, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna tell you straight to the point. When something happens to your family member, because pets are part of your family, it's your responsibility as an adult. When you fail not only on that living, breathing human, not human, but animal, created by God, and you're not being responsible, and you leave them, or some people are so negligent. I can't afford it. I can't, whatever. My pet got sick, family member got sick, and I'm sorry, I can't take him home. You are negligent. You are not responsible. I truly believe the universe claps back when you do things that should not be done, especially when it comes to animals. I mean, God created them, they were here before us. Let's use a factual base of history. Not going to get into that. Crack open your history books. You have a duty and responsibility as an adult when you bring an animal home, as bringing it as a pet. They are your family member for life, for their life. And you have your responsibility and duty that when the time comes, that you do everything 1 million percent in your power. Same as being a human parent, 1 million percent in your power. You put them first, you come second. And if you can't do that, then don't shop and definitely don't adopt. Because adopting an animal in need is an animal that's been neglected, no longer wanted, part of multi-litter. Mostly, a lot of times these backyard breeders, they have no business breeding. They're just doing it to fill their wallet. I believe the universe claps back on those people as well. It's not, I think it's fact in time. I think some backyard breeders sooner than later. Eventually life catches up, universe does. Nothing to do with me or you. We may feel a certain way to back about backyard breeders, but I do believe the universe takes care of those, especially those who abuse, abandon, hear these horrific stories of some really sadistic people in the world. That's all I'm gonna say. It's your responsibility. Today is Love Your Pet Day. Your pet is part of your family. So when you make the decision, make sure you 1 million percent understand you have responsibility from the time you bring them home to be part of your family to the time that they need help to pass peacefully. It's not hurting you not being present when they take that last breath in a situation where all they want is you by them side so they can see you before they pass. It's not a question. It's a statement. It's not a question, should I be there? The statement is, there's no excuse why you can't. Because I will tell you right now, from stories I've heard from other organizations that are passionate and dedicated to all animals, rescues, injured animals, rehabilitation. Everyone has a subconscious. When you're not present, remember that animal, that family member, that pet didn't have you there. You have the rest of your life. Keep it in the back of your mind. The last vision they had was being surrounded by people, and the one person or persons that they really needed at the end of their life was you. And you weren't there. Who's human? Who's human-like? The human or the animal?